Good day and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. As we wrap up our month-long celebration of 85 years of UBC Radio, we have one more rebroadcast of the Crack of Noon show for you. The Crack of Noon was my first regular show on CITR. It was heard every Monday from March to October 1986. That year, I was working at Expo, tending bar at the VIP lounge, and this show helped me stay sane during that crazy time. Now, you'll hear me introduce myself as Oral Dave. This was a name that someone came up for me when I was on a TV show called Amazing Powers. It was a cable access parody of religious talk shows, and Rod Mabee, the producer, wanted something that sounded like Oral Roberts. So, Oral Dave. It's just that simple. In those days at CITR, we did a lot of listings of local events, including clubs, concerts, theater, and what was happening on campus. So you hear that. Plus, you'll also get a taste of the variety of music we played on the Crack of Noon, from DOA and Death Sentence to Katie Lang, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. And we always started with our signature intro, and it sounded a little like this.
morning, all. Oral Dave here. Welcome to the Crack of Noon Show for this Monday, the 23rd day of June, 1986. 2 days into summer. How do you like it so far, huh? Well, hey, I'm ready for summer. I got my baseball shirt on and my flashy shorts and my sandals and the whole works, you know. It's just so exciting. So did you see the paper today? These fires downtown, that was really bizarre. I was going down to work yesterday morning, and I was downtown about 9:30. And as we're going over the Granville Bridge, I saw this huge column of smoke coming up from around Pender and Granville. And when we got to Davy Street, the bus driver had to reroute to get around Granville because the supervisor said there were three fires going on down at once. And then I see in the paper here today that their police are looking for a middle-aged pyromaniac with red-orange hair who struck with clockwork precision yesterday in downtown Vancouver, so they're calling him Clockwork Orange. Isn't that clever? Apparently, he set three fires? Yeah. The first alarm came at 7:45 to the Hornby Hotel at Hornby and Pender, and then an hour later, it was the Palms Hotel on Granville Street, and then I guess, and then at 9:15, there was this huge huge fire at 516 West Pender, and I guess that was the column of smoke that I saw coming over the bus. And then there was another one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:15 Granville. It was just a blaze downtown. Incredible. So, I don't know. It's getting weird, kids. It's getting really, really weird. So anyway, they're calling him Clockwork Orange, and so in honor of that particular thing. And you know, they said that the places that this guy hit all happened to be flops used by squatting downtown residents. So maybe this guy doesn't like punks, or maybe he's jealous because he grew up with orange hair, and now everyone's trying to look like him or something. I don't know. Anyway, this is for you, Clockwork Orange. I'll sing it in the rain.
because he's into Motorhead and all that heavy metal stuff.
It's about my skateboard.
It's called In Flames.
Sentence, crack of noon, CITR, FM 102, 12 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. Oral Dave here with you. It's time for At UBC. Well, those UBC Department of Music, UBC Recital Hall graduate recitals are getting closer and closer every day. They're only 2 days away. The first one is June 25th at the UBC Recital Hall. Admission is free. Graduate recital, Marlis McCauley flute, Jane Gormley piano, Marie-Claude Brunet viola, and Deborah Nyack on harp. The next one is a faculty recital on Friday, June 27th, with Frederick Kalu, the music of Frederick Kalu, a bicentennial series recital number 2. Also on Saturday, graduate recital, Marie-Claude Brunet on viola and Elaine Dobek on piano. And on Sunday, another graduate recital with Leslie Robertson on viola, Robert Koenig on piano, all at the UBC Recital Hall. Admission is free. UBC Stage Campus 86, the five-finger exercise is over, and the next play coming up starts on July 2nd, 1 week from Wednesday, and this is a bit of local history. It's called the Komagata Maru Incident by Sharon Pollock. It's a story of a freighter that was filled with refugees from India around the time of the First World War, and they were stuck out in the harbor of Vancouver for months, and they weren't allowed into the country, and hockey great Cyclone Taylor was the immigration officer at the time. All I remember about that one. At the UBC Museum of Anthropology, until July 20th, Hands of Our Ancestors, the Revival of Salish Weaving. Also, until November the 13th, the work of Jack Shadbolt and the Coastal Indian Image. This show is designed as a visual conversation between the Indian-inspired paintings of Shadbolt and selected Indian artifacts. I've just noticed that my microphone is... I think it deserves to be down here because I'm looking down, and every time I look down, it sounds really weird. So I'll keep it at this for right now. It's now 10 minutes before 12 o'clock noon on the Crack of Noon Show. You are listening to Oral Dave on CITR. And I might as well just get back to some more music. This is the Industrial Waste Band asking the musical question, paranoid? You should be. Don't worry if it's only coming through one speaker. It's that's the way this machine is playing records today. Do you win? Don't get you, don't get your friend. Say nothing, lose no one. 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 Parabolic mice, directional beams, infrared lasers and color screens. How so pure is anyone? Say nothing, lose no one. 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 Tampering with your mail, got tap on your phone, illegal entry when no one's at home, search and seizure, it's all routine, Android soft, justify the need.
Do you think I'm
Well, that's what happens when you play something you've never heard before and just go by the title. It's Alien Sex Fiend, I Walk the Line. And when I pulled it out, I thought it might be, you know, a clever industrial punk noisy cover of the Johnny Cash song. Well, that's not what it was. 2 minutes after 12 o'clock noon, this is the Crackin' Noon Show. Oral Dave here on CITR. Canadians look good at an international ballet competition. The Vancouver International Jazz Festival kicks off, and Canon Films buy stake in British Films. More after this, as we focus on entertainment.
Classical, traditional or standard in style, as in classical music. Well, think again. Every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., Music of Our Time brings you 4 hours of what we reluctantly term music of the 20th century in the classical tradition. From the late Romantics and early Expressionists, through to modern experimenters who are challenging our very concept of what we consider music. Plus, I'll listen to many of Vancouver's own composers and performers of new music. Be sure to consult the Discorder program guide for a list of our weekly features. And don't let Music of Our Time catch you sleeping.
Six of seven dancers from the National Ballet School have made it into the second round of an international ballet competition in Jackson, Mississippi. Among those going to the second round are soloist Jerry Ransom and core member Patricia Hines. Despite the loss of fusion group Steps Ahead, the 7-day Vancouver International Jazz Festival begins today. A group led by drummer Tony Williams will fill in at the blockbuster 29th of June concert at the Expo Theater as third on the bill to vocalist Bobby McFerrin and Latin bandleader Tito Puente. With Williams are saxophonist Billy Pearson, pianist Milgrew Mueller. This is really boring. All right, no more rip and read, okay? Let's go through the province here. It's a great picture of the Brits sitting at the Dover Arms watching the Argentinians beat their soccer team 2-1 in World Cup soccer, not only defeating them, but knocking them out of competition. Gee, ain't life tough. Fossilized eggs. Husbands are often lazy. It's hard to work and raise a family, and divorce is too common. U.S. and Soviet women agreed yesterday, but 400 women from the Soviet Union and the United States talking on the second televised summit couldn't agree on whether nuclear power was good or bad. 200 women in Leningrad and 200 U.S. counterparts in the Boston suburb of Needham questioned each other for 3 hours in a citizen summit hosted by American television personality Phil Donahue. The summit will be televised in most major U.S. cities starting on Wednesday. The first satellite summit linked men and women in Seattle and Leningrad in December. Yesterday, the women talked about the recent power plant accident in Chernobyl, but disagreed on nuclear power. Noting increased opposition to nuclear power in the U.S., the Boston women wondered why the Soviets weren't trying to close down atomic plants in their country. "Calm down, comrades," one Soviet woman said. "Everything is back to normal. We coped with it as an entire people." Other Soviets said shutting down the plants are impractical. All participants agreed both governments should be working to end the nuclear arms race, and they found they shared common problems, including high divorce rates and trying to juggle the responsibility of jobs, children, and husbands who don't help out at home. Well, we've got episode 2 of Alexei Sale and the Fish People. That's coming up later on in today's show. We'll be here till 1 o'clock, so stay tuned. Or if you don't want to stay tuned, you can always watch Mason. It started about 5 minutes ago on Channel 12.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. like to know when we're kissing. Does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know.
The request lines are open, 228-CITR. This is by request, and it's for Mr. Flex and Elaine. You'd ask for it.
We can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with you, cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the Candyman.
The Candyman can,
'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh. Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Oh, who can take tomorrow?
Who can take tomorrow?
Sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love.
How I love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight, while we're strolling down the aisle, where roses entwine. How I love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight, that the love light in your eyes forever will shine. Till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight, as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine. Till the organ turns to rust, till the moonlight turns to dust. How I love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight, as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine.
I love those genuine stereo effects.
Okay, Thursday, June 26th, 11 p.m. Mel Brewer presents 5440. That's my band. We're going to be giving away stuff, new records and tickets, I guess, talking about our gig with the Wooden Tops, July 4th at Commodore. So, you know, listen. We'll be right back.
12:30 on the Crack of Noon Show, CITR, FM 102, Cable 100, Oral Dave here with you with Cityscapes, Concerts and Clubs tonight at the venue, the Dub Poets. Tomorrow and Wednesday, Brilliant Orange, also at the venue. Wednesday night at Channel 1 in the West End, Belgianiques and the Soreheads. All this week, the Du Maurier Jazz and Blues Festival will be occupying the Savoy down in Gastown. Some of the things to look out for on this thing, it's quite an event. They're all over town, Expo Theater, Expo Bandstand, free concerts on Granville Island, Pacific Center, Robson Square, Oak Ridge, Western Front, well, these are paid concerts, I guess, Western Front, Robson Square, the Hyatt, the New York Theater, and the clubs in town are participating, the Hot Jazz Club on Main Street, the Yale, the Classical Joint, the Savoy, Charlie's. I guess it's Good Time Charlie's, but no, that's... I don't know where Charlie's is. The Town Pump, Arts Club Lounge, and Basin Street on Granville. Also, where are we here? Los Durangos at the venue this weekend. The Wingnuts at the Savoy next Sunday. Coming up in July, 5440 in the Wooden Tops at the Commodore on the 4th. And the Wooden Tops again at the venue on the 5th. Camper Van Beethoven is coming back to town. They'll be at the Savoy on the 14th and 15th of July. The Cramps will be at Thunderbird Arena with special guest Slow on the 19th of July. Presented by CITR. CITR also presents GBH with the Cro-Mags and St. Vitus at the New York Theater. And on the 31st of July, 4th floor at the Love Affair. Also coming up on Saturday, July the 26th at the Grandview Masonic Hall, a benefit for Wreck Beach. Yes, folks, it doesn't say that clothes are mandatory, but I would imagine that they'd kind of like you to come dressed. Tickets are $5, with all profits going to the Save the Beach Fund. They're available from the Wreck Beach Preservation Society on the beach. Or you can call Jack Bush at 271-3274 or Judy Williams at 946-7545. Those numbers are here, and I will give them to you when you call me and ask for them. The phone's ringing, so I'll have to stop talking and picking up. It's 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. We're in our last half hour. Don't forget, we have episode 2 of Alexi Sale and the Fish People coming up real quick. But right now, let's listen to the Screaming Blue Messiahs on the Crack of Noon Show.
Come here, go away. Come here. Hey, you, come here. Come here, come here, go away. Come here, go away. Stop. Come here, come here, come here, go away. Go, come here. Hey, you. I said, you. I said, you. I said, you, mate. I said, you. I'm looking at you, mate. I said, you, mate. I said, you, come here. I said, go away.
Didn't you kill my brother?
Sister-in-law was an oak tree. Or do I mean a manhole cover? I've got a brain like a jukebox. Hey, didn't you kill my brother? I got a job as a petrol pump for the government undercover. Come here, I want to talk to you. Hey, didn't you kill my brother?
Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother?
I like a laugh. I like a laugh.
Girl ever had. I wouldn't fuck you for another. Give us a pound or I'll kick your teeth in. Here, didn't you kill my brother? I like strangling budgies. I'm what you call an animal lover. I like North Korean sherry. Here, didn't you kill my brother? You know, I've only known you for 10 minutes. I've only known you for 10 minutes. But you're the best pal I've ever had. You're the best pal I've ever had. You're my mate. You and me, mate. You're my... Hey, didn't you kill my brother?
Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother?
Killed my brother. You bought him a pint of lager. Then you killed him. You killed my brother. I saw ya. I saw ya. Then you killed my brother. You did a very nice job. I really must congratulate ya.
Then you kill. Then you kill my. Then you kill my brother. Then you kill. Then you kill my. Then you kill my brother. Then you kill. Then you kill. Then you kill my brother. Then you kill. Then you kill my. Then you kill my brother.
They live in the sewers, the French.
Didn't you kill, didn't you kill my, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill my, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother?
Well, that's it for the old Crack of Noon show for this week, folks. Oral Dave wishing you a happy week and goodbye and welcome to summer and all that. Just one more thing. It's time for the Tartan Haggis Rumor Mill. This week's Tartan Haggis Rumor is July 1st, the Savoy Canada Day celebrations. But remember, it's only a rumor. The Crack of Noon show is protected by copyright. Any reproduction in whole or in part without written permission of Voice of Freedom Productions is strictly prohibited. I'm Oral Dave. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Terry Vado in the news. And Baby Faye in the sports. Baby Faye in the sports, Terry? Yes? Yes, he says yes. So Baby Faye's here too.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.